This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Carol Liebau, longtime political analyst and strategist, now based in California. We want to get her insights on two of the nation's most fascinating races, one for Senate and one for governor, playing out in her state of California, the open governor's race between former Governor Jerry Brown and former eBay CEO Meg Whitman for the Republicans. And on the Senate side, it's a three-term Democrat Barbara Boxer up against a former Hewlett-Packard CEO and Republican nominee Carly Fiorina. And Carol, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here.
Let's start with the governor's race, because that's where most of the political oxygen has been spent over the past few days, and this whole flap over Meg Whitman and whether she knowingly employed an illegal as a housekeeper, and then what she did once she found out this person wasn't illegal. How much is this really impacting the way people are looking at this race?
In the short term, Greg, it does seem as though the whole story about her illegal immigrant housekeeper has caused Meg Whitman some damage. What'll be interesting to see is whether, as the story has time to be digested, as there is time to explain that it has been sort of staged by Gloria Allred, the same professional provocateur who tried to spring late allegations of groping on Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2003, whether the impact will die down. And in fact, once the facts are examined, it seems as though Meg Whitman did exactly what, under the law, she is required to do. That is, not have an illegal immigrant working for her as soon as she knew the person was illegal. And so what is a little interesting is how easily Jerry Brown has been able to skate over the fact that in a recent televised debate, he in essence said that as governor, he simply wouldn't enforce the law that Meg Whitman was operating under when she let the housekeeper go, even as he criticizes her for following the law. And so it'll be interesting as time goes on to see whether people are able to take a second look at all of this.
How do you think that would play if both candidates continue to move along those lines, if Brown tries to portray Whitman as heartless or harboring an illegal or whatever, and Meg Whitman tries to point out that Jerry Brown has announced he wouldn't enforce the law? Would the pro-immigration enforcement side be more effective, or given the large Latino population, would that side be more effective?
Well, it's hard to tell. There have been projections that actually Latino turnout is going to be remarkably low this year, which may be part of the reason that Gloria Allred, who is now refusing to divulge her communications with the Brown camp before she brought this housekeeper forward, and who has been a long-term Jerry Brown contributor and supporter, that may be why the Brown campaign, if to the extent they worked in conjunction with Ms. Allred, chose this issue at this time to try and gin up Latino turnout. It seems to me that to the extent that time is spent on this issue, it is a loser for Meg Whitman. What she needs to do is turn the conversation back to California's dismal economy with over 12% unemployment, sky-high taxes, a business climate that everybody admits is a disaster. And what she also needs to do is make the point that the public employee unions, who are now bankrupting the state, were first empowered during Jerry Brown's first term in the 70s.
Carol, the two candidates in this race seem to be symbolic of the two entities that voters seem to be pretty frustrated with. On the one hand, you've got, if there ever was one, an entrenched politician in Jerry Brown. Of course, he was elected governor in 1974, and now he's run around the cycle again. He's held a variety of public offices. But then, of course, those at the top of the corporate ladder have not exactly been on the most admired list either. So which side do you see having the momentum between those two competing interests?
Well, you know, it's difficult to predict, Greg, given the overwhelming advantage that Democrats enjoy in California. That being said, it seems hard for me to understand how anyone would see the direction we've been going in, the trouble with the public employee unions and big government and wasteful spending, and go ahead and elevate a serial politician, someone who's even served as governor before and helped set California on the disastrous course it's on, how they would return him to the governor's office. So it'll be interesting to see whether it's just partisanship over all us. And to the extent it is, seems to me Californians have no one to blame for their fiscal woes but themselves. I mean, at least with Meg Whitman, voters can have some hope that there will be pushback for the big spenders in the state legislature. With Jerry Brown, you're just putting all Democrat foxes in charge of the fiscal henhouse.
Are the same dynamics at work, Carol, in the Senate race? Again, you have a former corporate CEO. You've got a longtime entrenched politician on the other side, and Barbara Boxer. Boxer seems to be up by at least a couple of points in most polls, anywhere from pretty much dead even to about a five-point lead. I know Boxer's basically unleashed her ad barrage first, and that may have had a little bit of an impact. But is this kind of a carbon copy of the governor's race, or is it a little bit different?
You know, I think it is a little different, Greg, simply because Barbara Boxer is thoroughly discredited as a politician, as anyone who is an effective, credible representative of the state of California. It is close to unbelievable when the San Francisco newspaper, obviously one of the most liberal in the state, refuses to endorse Barbara Boxer. Now, they couldn't bring themselves to endorse Carly Fiorina, but they did say she would be a vigorous and effective public servant. They just said they didn't like her views. But as I say, they declined to endorse Boxer on the grounds that she has been spectacularly ineffective, and they see no reason that would change over the next six years. And so what you have is an electorate that doesn't like Barbara Boxer, no matter what. She has unleashed a barrage of advertising while Carly Fiorina basically let it go unanswered, waiting to unleash her ads from now till the election. And it did manage to knock Fiorina down a few points, but what's significant is it didn't knock Boxer up. Boxer still cannot get to 50%, which is remarkable given that she has been representing California in the U.S. Congress or the U.S. Senate for 28 years now. And people understand that she is not terribly respected on Capitol Hill, and that she is really very little but a shrill, reflexive partisan.
So, Carol, with our last minute here, and obviously there's still a few weeks before Election Day, but do you get the sense that either of these Republicans will end up being able to overcome the entrenched Democratic opponent here, or will the Democrats, because of the natural advantage they have in the state, end up winning?
You know, it's impossible to tell, Greg. It all is going to hinge on turnout and enthusiasm. And what's interesting is that, in a sense, Democrats nationwide are playing a very risky game, because they realize that their base is unenthused. And so what they are having to do, in some cases, rhetorically at least, from the president on down, tack on the one hand to the hard left to try and gin up their base. But on the other hand, what that has the effect of doing is scaring moderates and independents and pushing them toward Republicans. And so, as you know and I know both, Greg, California is a very liberal state. The question is whether the liberal base is going to turn out in sufficient numbers to keep the state in liberal hands, or whether there is going to be sufficient disaffection from traditionally Democratic voters that the highly energized, highly enthused Republicans are going to be able to carry the day. And right now, 3.5 weeks out, it is still too soon to tell.
Definitely one of the high-profile matchups around the country in both of those campaigns. Carol, thanks so much for being with us.
Many thanks, Greg.
Carol Liebau, longtime political analyst and strategist based in California. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.